You've put your blood, sweat, and tears into creating a storefront that lights you up, serves your clients well, and contributes significantly to the community you love. You are my hero, and I affectionately call you a rebel woman. Hey there, my name is Melissa Rose, a brick and mortar business owner with a handful of kiddos and a few passion projects that I head up like this one. I'm also your visibility coach and consultant for a service-based business like yours. I'm passionate about helping small business owners thrive in their community and become the only option in town for their industry. In this podcast, we're going to share the nitty-gritty of running a successful brick and mortar business by sharing stories, talking strategies, and learning practical tips to run a kick-ass business. Ready to be inspired, empowered, and equipped to create the small business of your dreams? Let's get real.
Welcome back to another episode of Brick and Mortar Visibility. How are you all doing? Happy, happy Monday. Today we are going to dive into the All About You page. We are going to optimize this and make this work for you so that Google is finding you even better. All right. This is the top three places people look when they go to your website. And I want to make sure this page is working for you. So I have five tips and I'm really genuinely excited about this because this is a place that often gets overlooked or we talk about the wrong things on the about page. And we're going to just get in the nitty gritty a little bit. All right. So before we dive in, your PSA today is to go over and grab a social post that performed really well within the past few days and bring it over to your Google Business Profile. If you don't know what I mean by that, you need to grab my Google Business Profile workshop. This is completely free. It is geared for brick and mortar business owners and the online business owner. You all can take advantage of this. So please go grab it completely free. I walk you through step by step what needs to happen in your Google Business Profile so that you can be found first on Google. It is not just your website that we need to work on. We need to make sure that we are utilizing this amazing free tool that is given to us consistently. And I teach you exactly what you need to do. So in order to grab that, go to MsMelissaRose.com/deals. And that is where all the bells and whistles are. You can schedule a call. You can grab my newsletter. You can obviously grab that workshop. But please take advantage of that because it's there to help you. And everybody who takes it, I always get feedback that thank you. Thank you for walking us through this. So I am excited to talk about this one, your About You page. I am a huge Donald Miller fan. If you have not read his book, Building a Story Brand, it is definitely one of my top marketing books that I recommend to anybody starting out in business. And he just does a fabulous job of breaking it down. But I follow his advice for sure. However, we're going to optimize it, your website, your about page, so that we are getting the right people in the doors and making sure Google is finding you. All right. So five tips. Number one, focus on your audience. Many people when writing the about me page or about, I'm going to say about me page, is they talk about themselves and we don't really care about you. We want to know that you understand us. And Donald Miller says that, but we need to focus on the audience. And now when it comes down to SEO keywords, I need you to make sure you are calling out your people specifically. For me, it would be families. Hey, young family or families of kiddos. That is my business. Those are the people that I serve. I also, or if you're a senior citizens, I like to call them sensational seniors. All right, that's an inside word, but I would say seniors, senior citizens, because those are words that the public uses. All right, so for those of you that don't know, I have a dance studio. I teach classes, dance classes, tap, ballet, hip hop, jazz, lyrical, to students 2 to 102. All right, so I am going to call out my audience specifically with those words. All right. Then we are going to talk about their pain points or their needs or their desires. All right. And those again are going to be key words. I'm not going to say something cute and creative because cute is a four-letter word. We need to be specific. We need to say exactly what it is. I offer dance classes. I offer tap, ballet. Have you always wanted to be a ballerina? Have you always wished that you took that ballet class? Those are words that my audience says. So I am going to gear that copy, that first three sentences, exactly to who my audience is and what their needs and desires are. So those are key words for Google to help amplify our visibility even more. Number two, you are going to share your story. Now, this is when you can get carried away. And I've seen it a lot when people ask me to look at their website for a quick website audit. They talk about who they are and their credentials. Again, nobody cares about your credentials except you. All right. And those are insider words. Nobody cares that I've been certified or have this degree. What they want to know is your story and how you can relate to them. And those are, again, this is a great time to put in keywords. And not just keywords, but maybe those keywords that some people might be searching for. For example, top realtor in the St. Croix Valley, or the best Italian restaurant in the Twin Cities. For me, I would say, as a top-rated dance studio in the Twin Cities, we help students of all ages and abilities develop into kind, confident, and life-ready humans through the art of dance. So what I did there is I took some keywords, top-rated dance studio in the Twin Cities, and then I brought in my mission statement, which resonates deeply with my families or people walking in my doors. I could then go on and talk about how long I've been in business and the number of people I've served. Again, I'm not going to get too in the weeds about my story. It's going to be super short, maybe three sentences, but I'm going to be super specific on making sure there's keywords in there that Google picks up. Now going on to number three, this is listing out your services or telling your audience what you do. Now there's a couple ways you can do this. You can be very less specific with all the things and pick your most popular of what people are searching for. For example, for me, it would be tap and ballet and hip hop. Those are the top three things people are looking for. Of course, we offer more things, but for the general family, that's what they're looking for and the most of what we sell. But I have also seen it where a physical therapist, for example, will list out all the services they provide to get those keywords there. Again, that's up to you. You could list it out in columns or in bullet points, but make sure that it's, of course, visually appealing, easy to read, skimmable. I love the Donald Miller, like make sure, like the grunt test, we just kind of want to skim it. But I understand if, for example, if you're more like a physical therapist or a chiropractor where you want to list out things a little bit more. But for me, it just makes sense to say those three things and then guide people back to where they need to go if they want to learn more. Number four, you most likely are going to include a picture of you. All right, most of us do that. But we can take this picture and geotag it. I've talked about geotagging in other episodes, and it is a little bit more advanced technique or skill tool, if you will, that helps Google see you from further out. So my studio is located in Hudson, Wisconsin. What I can do is take those images and geotag them 30, 40 miles away from my current location so that when somebody 30 or 40 miles away is Googling a dance studio near me, I could pop up there. So it will help my SEO in further out areas. Another thing you can do with your visual on your about page is to write in some alt text. And this is just some short keywords or short description of what the picture is about. So again, that's helping your SEO. Yes, it takes an extra step or two, but if we're going to do it, it's a one and done thing here. So I would highly recommend doing that. So here we are already at number five, and number five is your call to action. This is often forgot about on the about page. Other places on your website, it's all over the board. You guys are great at it, but on your about page, we forget. So where should your CTA go to? I believe it should go to your most profitable and most profitable product or service. So that landing page or opt-in that you have. Of course, a book a call or a direct email is good too, but I like showing people exactly what I want them to do next, and that's buy from me. So here we go. Let's lead them to it. Make it super easy for them. Okay, so within all five steps that we have here, number one was making sure we are focusing on our audience. Number two, you're going to share your story. Number three, highlight your services. And number four, include a visual. And number five, your CTA. So those were all different ways that we can incorporate more keywords and optimizing that about page. One overarching part of this is backlinking certain things. So for example, when we were talking about our services, for me as a dance studio, I would talk about tap, ballet, and hip hop because those are the top three things that we offer here at the studio. And I would take and I hyperlink those back to the area of my website that they need to go. So if they're interested in ballet, I'm going to send them directly to the ballet page so they can learn more about the classes we offer so they can see if that's right for them. All right. If I'm talking about being in Hudson for 20 plus years, I might link back to the chamber and showcase my bio page there to show that I'm plugged into the community and then highlighting the chamber. It also helps the chamber with their SEO. So just backlinking within our website, but also to other places around our community. Google loves that, and I've talked about that lots on the podcast here. So I want this episode to be short and actionable so that you can work on your SEO a little bit every week. And this week's episode is all about your about page. Now, if you're not new to business, you probably have yours written and it's been there forever and ever. Amen. So you can go back and just say, oh gosh, let's just add a couple words here, hyperlink a couple things there. Everything else looks good. Oh, we could geotag that visual, that picture there. Let's do that. You guys, this might take you 45 minutes to an hour. Might. Okay, for those of you that have it written already. For those of you that are starting out, these are good principles and tools, tips to help you so that you are getting found by Google quicker. All right? SEO is a marathon in the fact that the longer you're in business, the better all the things, right? We can make it work for us. It very much compounds over time. So if you focus a little bit all the time, every week, you are going to be crushing it in no time at all. I hope this episode was helpful. And if you liked it, please consider writing an honest rating and review on Apple iTunes. I would love to hear about what you have to say, and I'd love to shout you out. That's what I love. I do a happy dance every time I get a review, and they mean the world to me. If you have a best friend that you need to share this, please share it with them. They will love you for sharing it and helping them with their business as well. All right, you guys, that's all I have for you today. We will be back here, same time, same place next week with some more visibility tools on the Brick and Mortar Visibility Podcast. Peace out.
Oh my goodness, you are still here. You are so awesome. So here's what you're going to do. Number one, you're going to click that follow button so that you can get the latest episode of Brick and Mortar Visibility every week. Second, leave an honest rating on Apple iTunes. This is how more people can know about Brick and Mortar Visibility. And number three, come on over to Facebook into the Rebel Women Tribe. The link is in the bio. This is where I hang out and share with you every week the nitty-gritty of running a studio business. I share with you the tips, tools, and strategies that are working right now in my business to help you in yours. It's real, it's raw, it's unfiltered, and it's fun. So come on over. I'd love to meet you.